This is a Foo Bar Radio podcast.
Callum McSwiggan.
Callum McSwiggan.
On Foo Bar Radio.
Tilted stage, the role you made me play of the fool. No, I don't like you. I don't like your perfect crime. How you laugh when you lie. You said the gun was mine. Isn't cool. No, I don't like you. But I got smarter, I got harder in the nick of time. Honey, I rose up from the dead. I do it. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. Ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place to sleep, locked me out, and threw a feast.
What?
The world moves on, another day, another drama, drama. But not for me, not for me. All I think about is karma. And then the world moves on, but one thing's for sure. Maybe I got mine, but you'll all get yours. Check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, ooh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I'll be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. Be the actress starring in your bad dreams. I don't trust nobody and nobody trusts me. You just made me do.
Callum McSwiggan.
Callum McSwiggan.
On Foo Bar Radio.
Hello and welcome back to the Callum McSwiggan Show. Today I am joined by two of the most wonderful people I know. It is the wonderful Dan and John.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Callum.
Hi. How are you boys doing?
Great.
Yeah, really good. Dan's a bit ill, so bear with him.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit like, that's why I'm really husky.
His voice sounds really, really sexy today.
Really manly for once.
Yeah, John told me that last night. I told him to go and do one.
It's a bit like in Friends when Phoebe gets really sick and she has that really sexy voice and she tries to stay sick.
Yeah.
I think you should do that. I think it will really aid your singing career.
What song does she sing when she does
Sticky
it?
Sticky Shoe.
That's it.
My Sticky Shoe. Beautiful. Absolutely
no
beautiful.
No idea what you're on about.
So. You're not a Friends fan, John.
You're not singing
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I am, but not a diehard fan like you two. Yeah. Quote everything.
Oh my God, that song is so funny. We're going to have to listen to it later.
Well, entire show, we've got a Friends quiz coming up.
Oh my God,
no, we don't. So for anyone listening who doesn't know who you boys are, which is probably zero people, but do you want to tell them a little bit about yourselves and what you do?
Yeah, John? We are Dan and John, and we have a YouTube channel, and we're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
and we just share all the gory details that nobody wants to know.
I want to know. I like to know what you get up to.
Yeah, but you're very strange and bordering on stalker.
Yeah, well,
I actually say that all the time. I'm like, who are you texting? And you're like, oh, Callum. I was like, oh my God, does he ever leave you alone?
I don't, and I do genuinely stalk you both, and I'm happy to admit that live on the radio. Every single day I will go to your Insta story. I just like to know what you're up to.
999, I have
no,
a stalker.
No, I just like to know what you're doing. I like to know what's going on in your lives.
I'm joking, I like you, really.
Oh, thank you. That does mean a lot.
Once more with sincerity.
I like to do a little thing with my guests where we tell the story of how we met.
Okay.
So I want John to tell this story. Oh, God, that memorable then, was
yeah.
it?
When did we meet, Callum?
We met last year.
Right, I do. Well, we met on Twitter.
We did meet on Twitter.
We were tweeting back and forth.
Yeah, but you used to watch Callum's videos, you told me.
Yeah. I was a bit of a fangirl when Callum first tweeted us.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
And then I realised that he was nothing to be excited about.
Yeah. I realised it was just little old me.
When did we actually first meet, though?
We met at Summer in the City. Yeah. After having Twitter exchanges and I was sending loads of nudes to you both.
Yeah,
and
like, all those nudes.
You know, we should meet up with this guy.
You're actually you're lucky we haven't leaked those ones yet.
Please don't leak my nudes. They're all over the internet anyway.
Yeah,
we don't need to do that.
I actually remember you sat in Costa and you were like, Dan and John, we're going to go Dan and John. And they're literally just waving your hands and like everything. And we were like, oh my God, who is this? And then we were like, oh, it's Callum.
I was really, really excited to... in a vest.
Yeah. I knew from the moment we met you that you'd be difficult to get rid of.
Look, listen.
And here you are, years on.
Here I am. And I'm not wearing a vest today. John likes to give me a lot of abuse because he says I wear vests in every single last one of my Instagrams.
If you look at Callum's Instagram, it is unbearable the amount of shoulder that is on display.
Well, I'm sorry. I just like to have my arms out for the summer.
Sun's out, guns out.
So apparently the PR for a guest on the previous show said that we look like a boy band, the three of us.
Right. I'll take it.
Yeah. I
like that.
We were going to form a little boy band, the three of us and Doug. Yeah. But the only problem is that I can't sing. Well, and you two certainly can't sing.
You can sing.
No, I can't. I really can't.
Sing,
no,
sing
I'm absolutely...
Just
I'm
give
absolutely
us a little bit
man
of something.
Sticky shoe. All right, we're going to be having some fun today. We're going to be reacting to your sex confessions later on, so please do send them in to callum@fubarradio.com, and me and these lovely boys will be reacting live. We're also going to be doing some LGBT plus news. We're going to be playing some fun games, and yeah... There's going to be a lot of mischief to be had. So let's have a little bit of Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, me go.
Cause I'm all that you want, boy. All that you can have, boy. Got me spread at the buffet. Bon appetit, baby. Appetite for seduction. Fresh out the oven. Melting your mouth, kind of loving. Bon appetit, baby.
Can the light weaken, wine and die?
Cause I'm all that you want, boy. All that you can have, boy. Got me spread like a buffet. Bon appetit, baby.
Bon appetit.
The taste of seduction. Fresh out the oven. Woo. My mouth kind of loving. Bon appetit, baby.
Wait,
sweet potato pie.
Sweet.
It'll change your mind.
Change.
Had you running back for seconds.
Running.
Every single night.
Hey.
I'm the one that second turn your life. No water falls, she dripping with dill in my eyes.
Black.
Said she want a meal, now I ask her what's the price.
Hold on.
If she do right, told her to get whatever you like.
All set.
I grab her legs and I divide. I make her do a donut when she ride. I looking at the eyes of a dime, make you blind.
Yeah.
In her spine, now the most of diamond checks a kind. Sweet tooth,
sweet.
No tooth fairy.
No
whipped cream,
whip.
No dairy.
Milk.
Got a hot light on, screaming I'm ready.
Hot.
But no horses,
woo.
No carriage.
Go ahead.
I adore that song, and do you know why?
Why?
Because this year we marched at London Pride. Well, you did as well. You marched with Starbucks this year,
we
right?
Did, yeah. Yes.
Myself and Rowley and some other YouTubers got to march with YouTube this year. And I remember this song coming on and everyone went absolutely mental. And I remember marching down the street holding Rowley's hand and we were just going crazy. And it, every time that song comes on now, I'm just taken right back there.
I just love Katy Perry. Katy Perry is like icon.
She's an absolute
babe. She's an icon.
People hate her though, don't they? People hate the Katy
Perry. Taylor Swift fans hate Katy Perry.
I mean, she's the most followed person on Twitter.
Is she really?
So a lot of people can't hate her.
Like real? Like
yeah,
true.
Like 100 and something million people follow her on Twitter.
Yeah. But what about like Kim Kardashian or like Barack Obama? Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why KTP? Like, I love Katy Perry, but that seems like, what does she tweet?
I don't know.
Nudes. Your nudes.
Nudes. My nudes.
That's why she's so popular.
They wouldn't get, nobody would follow that. Nobody would follow that. I think there is enough love in this world for both Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
Yeah, so
yeah there
I.
is.
I have love
it
for both of them.
Weird thing anyway, is why we're over anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm over it.
You're
I'm over it anyway.
Well, enough gossiping about pop stars. We're going to talk about some very, very serious LGBT news. Oh, God, okay. The first news topic we have today is actually genuinely serious. I thought I was going to go into something whimsical and fun, but this is actually pretty serious. And this is something that everybody has been talking about on Twitter today, so I'm sure you've probably seen this. And this was about the UN vote about banning the death penalty. Have you seen this?
No.
Basically, the UN took a vote on banning the death penalty, and all the different countries got to vote on whether or not they think that that should go ahead. And many countries said that they didn't want to ban the death penalty.
Yeah.
Some countries that aren't perhaps as surprising, countries like Nigeria, Egypt, Ethiopia, China, India, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, quite
there
a few countries
that didn't want to ban it.
They didn't want to ban it.
Okay.
And I mean, in 2017, to me, it's shocking that any country would want to keep a death penalty in place. But you know, we know what things are happening around the world.
Yeah.
But one country that voted, it has really, really surprised people. And that country is the United States of America.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Does it not?
No, it really doesn't.
Because of everything that's been going on and with Trump and...
Yeah, I mean, the world's a scary place at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And... You know, sometimes I want to bring the death penalty back here when Dan doesn't put his dirty socks in the dirty washing bin. Like, there are times when I think, do you know what? I'd put that to good use.
Just to get rid of that one.
Yeah. I mean, let's just clarify this. I do all the washing. So.
I knew that. I knew that. You are definitely the house husband of this situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
John, you're a
washing.
Mess. The amount of times I've been over to your house and you've thrown like a lovely dinner party. And I say you, as in the collective you, but we all know it's Dan doing all the work.
Yeah, but I am the hostess. With the mostest, Callum.
And what is that mostest?
Just pizzazz.
Just pizzazz.
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 Is that even a word?
I'm drowning in pizzazz, Callum.
So, yeah, I think I don't know. I find it kind of heartbreaking that this is happening in the world right now. And so actually that didn't go ahead, and the death penalty isn't currently banned by the UN when it had the opportunity for that to go through. And the United States had a say in that.
Banned in the UK, right?
The death... Yes.
Yeah. When was the last time that you heard someone got murdered in the UK?
No, but I didn't want to clarify.
So basically, each country can create their own laws, and each country is entitled to put in place whatever laws that they want. Yeah. But as members of the UN, there are certain things that the UN says that all the countries have to adhere to.
Okay.
So that is what this was about. It was about trying to stamp out the death penalty, and particularly because it's being used against minorities like LGBT plus people. Unfairly, people are being killed for absolutely no reason.
Okay.
So, you know, you would have thought America would have had her back in this, but...
Yeah. Nope.
They didn't.
There was a lot of shock results recently in the US. There's a lot of stuff going on that's just a bit worrying, so...
Yeah, and like, we abolished the death penalty over here in, like, 1965. My helpful producer has just told me. I did not just know that off the top of my head. And, you know, I would just hope that we would be able to progress. And you know, times are changing, and I think that things will get better, but...
Some countries are going forward, and some are staying where they are, and some are going back.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like Australia, which... Yeah. Brings me on to our next little discussion, and that is about, obviously, the referendum has been going on in Australia. This is something we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks on this show, and it's all the things that have been happening off the back of that. We discussed previously that there had been some homophobic robots which were calling up people and basically spouting out all this homophobia to try and get people to vote no. So this has been escalating, and there's a real divide in Australia right now between people who want to vote yes and people who want to vote no. Kind of like the Brexit divide was over here.
But there was an advert, wasn't there, that went out on TV over there trying to encourage people to vote no.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
there's been
shocked by that.
There's been tons of adverts on both sides. There's been people writing with writing in the sky, trying to get people to vote no. There's been amazing adverts on the Yes campaign that have been going viral, trying to encourage people to get out and vote, because there's a lot of people who are perhaps straight allies.
Yeah.
And although they want it to be a yes, if they don't have gay people immediately in their lives, what's stopping them from just staying at home and not bothering? So it's really trying to encourage those people, because those people are the people who are going to swing the vote, because obviously gay people want it to happen and obviously homophobic people don't, and it's those people in the middle that really, really need to vote, and that's what this kind of fight is about. And there was a woman who was just proudly flying a rainbow flag, and she came back to her car to find that obviously a no campaigner had left her this very lovely message on her windscreen. It says, "Yes, same-sex scum, I know your house. I hope your kids get AIDS and get gay bashed."
Oh, wow.
So this is the kind of... This is to the level it's getting to now. Yeah. And I think the absolute same thing happened in Ireland. You have all of these kind of homophobic underlying feelings, and when you get a campaign on this scale, all of those things come out and it causes this kind of extreme homophobia. But hopefully it will go ahead, and hopefully yes will win. I think that over time will change the mindsets of the people.
So when is the actual vote?
The vote is happening currently.
It's a postal vote,
so it's already started, and it's going to last until about a month. I think we hear at the beginning of November.
Fingers crossed.
I have high hopes. It worked in Ireland.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was overturned in America, but then also Trump was elected and Brexit won, so you never know how these things are going to go, which is a little bit scary.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's have one that's a little bit more fun, because it's got very serious. Okay, so there has been a gay couple that went viral all over the internet. I don't know if you saw them. Very, very lovely, handsome boys, and they went viral because a lot of their friends were making fun of them because they look so similar.
Right, and they're
like twins.
Yeah, and this happens, doesn't it? Like, you often see gay guys and they kind of start to... Their appearances become closer and closer together, and they start looking really, really similar. Mm-hmm. You boys look quite different, though. You've got, like... You two have, like, a yin and yang thing going on.
Yeah, Dan's blonde with blue eyes.
Yeah, he's the good and you're the evil.
right.
Well, you are.
Very aggressive, Callum. I don't feel comfortable now.
If one of you is the evil one, you know it's you, John.
Oh, it would definitely yeah, absolutely. Be me.
Yeah. Look at Dan with his little angelic face over there.
Yeah, would I want to look like that? Probably not.
So anyway, this couple were being teased by a lot of their friends, like, oh, you guys look so similar, are you sure you're not related? And so they ended up going and getting a DNA test to where this is going. They ended up going to get a DNA test to prove that, you know, we're not related, this is stupid. And it turned out that they weren't just related, but that they were twin brothers.
No.
Where was this?
How'd so this went know? All over the internet. This was an enormous story. This was picked up by like all the media. This was absolutely everywhere.
When was this?
This was like super recently. We're talking like the past week.
I'm a really bad happened. Millennial.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything about that.
Yeah, and so everybody has obviously been kicking off. And again, this has also kind of led to kind of homophobic discussions as well. People saying,
of course,
you know, gay people are disgusting, this is incest, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course.
And, you know, the couple were saying that they were heartbroken because they loved one another.
How did they not know they were twins?
Yeah, I don't understand. Were they separated
not
at birth?
Not identical really? Twins. I think they were separated at birth.
Okay.
One of them was adopted or something.
I know. I was going to say, like, having the same parents is kind of a...
We have them up on the screen here. And you can see the resemblance. They do look very, very similar. Both handsome boys as well.
Absolutely.
Are these gay? Hang on. No, sorry. I've been following these two on Instagram for years.
Yeah,
and they're the K2 brothers on Instagram. So they kind of, they were brothers. They've been marketing themselves as brothers for years.
So this is the thing, and this is where I've deliberately tricked you. So this went viral in the media, and this was picked up by absolutely everyone. Everyone was talking about this. But it was, in fact, fake news. This whole thing was a hoax, was just created for a bit of fun. And it went completely viral, and everybody completely bought into it without ever checking the facts.
I'm onto you, McSquiggle.
So, yeah,
sorry.
It's actually not true at
you
all.
Had me there.
They're not actually twins.
But they are fantastic. I mean, if I had a brother that looked like that.
they are stunning boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Great work, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well done there.
Nailed those genetics.
All right, we're going to get a little bit more. We're going to get a little bit dark again because I think it's important to discuss these things. So, oh no, I'm really concerned here because I know I'm going to pronounce this name wrong. And fans of fags. Can't say that word on the radio. Fans of Drag Race are going to drag me for getting this wrong. But Violet.
Tchotchke,
I got it right. Yeah. Okay, she was visiting Paris, and she was in a sex club. It's a club that is also, it has a dark room, and it's a licensed sex club as well. And she was in there, and she was with another friend who was, she was out of drag, by the way. She was presenting as male, but she was wearing makeup. I guess he was wearing makeup.
Yeah.
And presenting presenting as a man, but presenting as perhaps a feminine man.
Yeah.
And with their friend who was doing the same thing. And they were actually physically dragged out of the club and kicked out of the club on the basis that they weren't mask enough.
Oh.
That they were presenting, they were literally too femme, is what they were told.
But that's what's happening nowadays. Everyone is femme bashing. Like, everyone is just going all mask on mask on everyone.
Yeah.
And, like, if you're a gay man and you've got a, if you're effeminate, like, you literally are seen, like, frowned upon by the gay community because you're not being, like, masculine. But then some people do like effeminate people.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Some people just are effeminate. Like, that is their personality. And I think sometimes the gay community is its own worst enemy. Like, yeah, it can be horrific sometimes. Like, you only have to walk into a gay club to get judged from every single bloody angle.
Yeah.
And assuming that that's meant to be a safe space. Dan and I get it all the time, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, Dan and I will go out together and someone will come up and talk to one of us. And then if I say, oh, yeah, like, start chatting to them and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is my boyfriend. They're like, oh, I wasn't hitting on you. And I'm like, no, I know you weren't. But I'm just introducing my boyfriend. I'm not being rude. You're the one making assumptions, but, you know.
Yeah, and it is a real problem, and I sometimes think that the whole kind of femme shaming and this hyper celebration of masculinity in the gay community, I think sometimes it's like slightly rooted in misogyny. It's almost this idea that women are less, so to present yourself as female in any way means that you're less than.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really sad, and it's it really is heartbreaking to think that she or he would be removed from a club in this way. But she did post it on internet, and she did take a video of the, like, talking to the security and them, you know, saying why they were removed. And this has been gone viral online, and everybody's kicking off, and people are calling out this club for doing it. And
good.
So, you know, good things win in the
end.
Some
good has come from it, because being such a celebrity of such a high caliber, they can shed light on the situation, and people can now know about that club and stuff. But if that had happened, and think about how many times that has happened to people in the past who are effeminate, who have no social following and no voice in a sense, because
it's only like shows like RuPaul's Drag Race that have made it, like, made the community, like, really accepting of
Really mainstream.
Yeah, it's made it mainstream. And yeah,
so many people now, and girls and stuff like that, have become fans of drag as an art form, whereas before, go back, what, 5-10 years ago, and it wasn't everywhere like it is now.
Remember when I was I used to watch Drag Race when I was at university, and it used to be on Channel 5 at like 3 a.m. in the morning. And me and my friends used to watch it, and we would talk about it, and nobody had heard it. You'd go to a gay bar and you'd mention it, and nobody had heard of it. And now it's this mainstream thing. I was queuing for ice cream the other day, and there were two women who, they must have been at least 50, and they were just stood there chatting away about Drag Race.
Well, we met up with one of Dan's friends on last Saturday, and she was just saying that she's obsessed with drag makeup. She says she will happily spend a day in front of YouTube watching drag makeup tutorials, and at the end of the day, she'll be like, that was time well spent.
We were also walking down Oxford Street the other day, and we walked past this shop, and we were like, hang on a minute, we know this song. And it was RuPaul. RuPaul's song
just
was playing
there and then in the shop.
Oxford Street shop.
Dan just death dropped on Oxford Street. Mortifying.
And like, even like drag makeup is now being picked up by like people in like high fashion and things like the extreme contour and things like that is being used now everywhere. And you see women now walking down the street and they have what would traditionally be known as drag makeup, but they're wearing it as their natural look now.
Yeah.
And it's cool. Like the gays like to invade things, and I think we're doing really well. I say
absolutely.
We, like,
nice,
I'm
nice,
anything
nice,
to do
nice
with
choice
it.
Of words.
Yeah. So, okay, let's have a little bit more music, and then we are going to jump in and play some games.
Sweet.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did, and I wanna scream the truth. She thinks you love the beach, you're such a damn liar. Well, those great whites, they have big teeth. Well, they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light of floor? On the light of floor. But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you. Up in a different bedroom, I whisper things, the city sings them back to you. Well, those rumors, they have big teeth. Hope they bite you, thought you said that you would always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you how we kissed when we danced on the light up floor? But I hear sounds in my mind. Brand new sounds in my mind. But honey, I'll be seeing you.
Radio presents
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
You're making me hang up on you. I'm sorry, Mum.
Okay.
Bye. Oh, God.
Hard work.
Very hard. Well, don't lock them up.
No, no.
By the way, when you hear them and you speak to them, do I then make sense?
Well, you like QPR like your dad.
Right.
And you're annoying like your mum. Not really. That's not annoying. That's
what is that? You just slagged off my mum.
I'm joking.
Right, you're not coming back next week. You've been dropped. What is that? Your mum's a whore.
My mum listens to this.
Oh, sorry, that was a joke, Mr. Simmons. Sorry, I feel bad now.
Every Tuesday,
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 12 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
Some people have been writing in some lovely comments on the Twitter here. So, Hannah has said, it's unbelievable that you guys only met last year. You're already like a married thruple.
Oh,
is it thruple or thruple? I see that word a lot.
I would say thruple.
We kind of, am I allowed to say we're kind of like a thruple? Like, I've embedded myself in your relationship.
Yes, you have.
I call you my dads because I do feel like you look after me and I'm like your child.
You are dependent.
Yeah, you're very dependent.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know, I feel like... I like being a part of Dan and John.
Dan and John.
Dan and John plus
Dan
one.
And John.
Callum.
Dan
Callum.
And John plus one.
But it doesn't work.
Dan and John plus one,
letter.
I love that. Okay.
But it doesn't work because you haven't got a three-letter name.
Cal.
Cal and Dan and John.
You have Daniel.
But I'm Dan.
John and Cal and Dan.
I'm John and Cal.
John, Cal and Dan, no.
I don't want to be at the end.
Yeah, you have to
be,
sorry.
Oh, we should take the first letters of all our names, put it together like Dak. Jack.
Jack.
J-A-C.
Where's the A coming from?
Oh, yeah, it's Dan, isn't it? Right.
That doesn't work at all.
I mean...
Right, I'm just going to leave.
The lovely Laura has also tweeted in about to tune into FUBAR Radio to listen to my faves. And Chris Hackman says, this should be a brilliant show. Can't wait to hear it. Thank
You're
you
right,
for
Chris.
Tweeting us. If you do want to be involved with sex confessions later on, send us any naughty sex confessions you like to callum@fubarradio.com and we will be reacting to those live on air. The boys across the way are giggling. What have you done?
Dan's mum has sent me the most bizarre text.
Do you want to read it out?
She put, love you both, and Dan has a sore throat. Three kisses. Yes, Colin. Yes,
yes, yes.
And
I
then
do,
she put, what a cheeky sod. I'm not a whore.
What?
Who's called her a whore?
No one. Mum, we didn't call you a whore.
Nobody called her you a whore. Is she listening?
No, yeah, but I don't think she's got a hearing aid on.
Nobody called you a whore, Colette, and I'm really sorry if they did.
And I'm going to get abused for that comment as well next time we go back to Portsmouth.
All right, we're going to play a game. And this is a new game to this show. And I'm going to pit you guys against each other.
Oh,
See, this is kind of a narcissistic game, and it's going to really inflate my ego because it's basically to see which one of you knows me better.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So this I'm so down for this game.
Dan versus
John. We know John's
going to
win already.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So I feel like you both have an advantage in this.
Okay.
Because I feel like I've spent a bit more time with John.
But the time we've spent together, we've been highly intoxicated. And we know I don't remember anything when I drink.
But then when we talk, we have very in-depth conversations.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Dan is a real listener and he's very emotionally intuitive.
Yeah, you have boring conversations, yeah.
No, we don't. We have great conversations. So right. I don't know. This could go either way. So I'm going to start you off.
Dan's written his own name on his own piece of paper with a heart.
Oh, it's like he's at school.
Yeah.
All right, so the first question is... What are the names of my parents?
Oh, I don't know.
So squiggle down your answer, and then I'm going to get you to hold them up.
Do you get it? Squiggle.
On
like
three.
McSquiggle.
Yeah.
McSquiggle down your answer.
Do we get a point per name, or do we get half a point, or how's this
I working? Will give you a point per name, per correct name.
I don't know.
And well, guess. Oh, take a guess.
I do know.
Look into my eyes, Dan, and what name do you see? What two beautiful names came together to form this?
Oh, God. What does your dad's name begin with?
I'm not telling you that. No,
letter.
Time's up.
Right, okay.
Okay, oh, okay. On three, you're going to... No, three.
I'm just writing.
Two, one. Hold up your answers, please.
Can you see yours?
Okay, Dan, read out what you've got there.
David and Anna.
David and Anna. And John, what do you have?
Anna and Dave.
Anna and Dave. Now, where have you got Dave from?
I don't know.
Is it Tim?
It's not Tim.
Alan.
No.
Jim. Right, I tell you why I know this, because you tweeted once an abusive text about your dad. Well, it wasn't abusive,
but you said, never tweeted an abusive message about my father.
Your dad was coming over to visit you
yeah.
from Spain, and you tweeted something like, oh, my dad just rang me to say he's at the airport. He also thought, let's play the Ask Callum a Million Questions game or something over the phone, and you were really tired or you're in the middle of something.
No, my dad does this thing, and I think all fathers do this. No, his name is not Nick.
Brian.
Anna. My mother's name is Anna. That's the point.
She follows me on Twitter. Just going to put that one out
Anna,
there.
Anna, if you're listening, you need to follow me.
I also... Do you know why she follows me on Twitter? Because I was like, Callum, your mum doesn't follow me on Twitter. So, and he told her to follow me. She did.
Oh, I remember that story.
I'll get her to follow you as well, Dan.
Yeah, I'm just desperate for followers.
My father's name is Andrew.
Oh,
now, so new that.
Did one of you cheat off the other? Because the fact that you both put David.
No, I wrote David
is a worry.
First, and then I was like, hang on a minute.
Maybe you've just got like a bond.
But
between
we are
you.
Really in tune with each other.
Yeah. Oh my God, we read each other's minds. No word of a lie.
Like all the time. Yeah. What am I thinking?
It's like
right
we're
now?
Twin brothers.
God, they're gorgeous. God.
I was. That is what I was thinking.
Yeah, I see, yeah. Told you. I read everyone's minds.
All right. Next one. At what age did I lose my virginity?
One.
Go. Write it down. I feel like, you know, there's only so many guesses you can have with this.
Oh my God.
Right. Oh my God.
I'm going to go with this.
All right.
I'm hiding it because you're like a child doing a spelling test covering your paper.
Well, I mean, I've got to make sure you don't cheat.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, hold them up. Read out yours, John.
13.
14.
13 and 14?
Yeah.
You think... I lost my virginity at 13 or 14?
Yeah.
No, I most certainly did not.
When? 16.
When did you lose 16. Your dignity?
I got half a point?
I lost my dignity at 13, yeah.
Right, that was it.
No, I was 16 years old when
do
I lost
get half
my virginity.
A point for saying 16?
No, because you wrote 14 down on your piece of paper.
Seeing as like we both put 10 and another number, can we have half a point for the 10 bit?
No.
Yeah, I think we should.
You absolutely
can't. I'm giving myself a point.
All right, are you scoring yourselves?
Yeah.
Are you? Oh, that's quite adorable.
I'm in the lead on 6.
if either of you get this, I'm going to be very impressed. So your third question is, I've dated 3 guys with exactly the same name. What is that name?
Piss.
Right. It's not really
that's
a name.
That's me just getting
not
frustrated.
Really a name, is it, John? You just harmonised your
yeah,
arms.
No.
That's beautiful. All right, 3.
Oh, no, don't do this to me.
2. Put a guess. First thing that pops in your mind. 1. Okay, hold them up. Dan, read out yours.
James.
And John?
Horatio.
Horatio. You think I've dated 3 guys called Horatio?
I think you might have been lucky enough to date 3 guys called Horatio.
And you said James.
Yeah.
I have never dated a guy called James.
Is it George?
Or Horatio. No,
no,
not George.
It is A.
Andrew.
No, it begins with a C.
It does begin with a C.
And I know it.
You is do
it?
Know it.
Callum.
No. Callum. I have dated 3 boys.
I get a point, yeah.
No, you don't. Callum. Daniel. You can scribble that out, right?
No, you don't get a point. I love doing that. All right. At what age did I first have a crush on a boy? A boy.
Do you want to say a boy one more time just to clarify? The male.
Well, because I kind of felt like I did have a crush on a girl at a younger age before I really understood what a proper crush was.
Okay. Callum's bi, you heard it here first.
I'm not bi, but like...
I've got a croaky voice. No, I'm like... Yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah, Daniel, stay
don't make
away.
Me sick.
Sorry. I'm not going to make you sick.
When did you first have a crush?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. 3. 2.
Oh, no. Don't do this to me.
1. All right, John, read me your answer.
11.
11.
16.
Oh, Dan, he didn't get a crush and have sex all in the same... What, in the same week? Oh, he's hot. You, now, toilets. No.
Oh, am I wrong?
You...
Do I still get a point?
No, you don't get points. No, you are both wrong. It was 8 years old.
8?
Yeah. God. I had a crush on a boy called Thomas.
Oh, that's a really nice name.
Do you still remember him?
Yeah, and Okay, the really weird thing about this is I haven't seen him since he was maybe 12 years old. But in my imagination, he's really hot.
Yeah.
Because I've imagined what he's grown up to look like. So I've no idea what he looked like past the age of 12. Yeah. But in my imagination, he's like the hottest guy.
Yeah.
I need to like look him up on Facebook.
Yeah.
I bet still he's know stunning. His name?
That's what Facebook's there for. Stalking.
Oh my God, yeah, stalk that.
Stalking.
I think I will stalk him.
Yeah.
Find out what he's doing.
And then screenshot love. It all and text it to
I
me.
I bet he's married to a woman and I bet he has kids.
Boo.
All right. Okay. Next one. Something unexpected happened to me on my 21st birthday. What was it? Dan is looking at me with horror. And John is scribbling away.
Yeah.
All right, write something down, Dan. Clock's ticking.
Five.
Three.
Okay.
Two. One. Okay, John, give me your answer.
I have a really good answer. No, can you repeat the question?
Something unexpected happened to me on my 21st birthday. What was it? Jonathan.
You turned 21. Surprise!
You know what? I'm going to give you a point for that.
What have you written?
You pooed yourself.
I pooed myself. Wow.
Dan, you get a point too.
You boys really
still
don't
have
know me
to
at all. My boyfriend proposed to me on my 21st birthday.
Oh, I remember
birthday.
This now.
And then that all went to shit.
How did that
I
work?
Said poo, and that starts with a P. Does that mean I get a point?
No.
Propose.
Not how
no?
this works.
No, it wasn't poo pros.
Oh, okay.
All right, you've got, like, no points.
Poo pros. Excuse me, I've got 1, 2, 3.
Okay, I'm giving you one last chance. This is your last question.
Can I just say that your producer is my favourite person ever? She's got the producer cutest Lissy. Giggle. She's literally just chuckling away.
She's pointing at herself like, that's me! Producer Lissy, that's me! She is beautiful, and I wish you could see her. And I wish you could even hear her voice.
Yeah.
She has the most delicate, soft, lovely...
She's blushing.
She's had a really bad week, guys. She had a bike
she had
stolen
bike
at King's
stolen.
Cross. And can we just have a moment's silence for the bike? You got a sound effect for that, Callum?
I don't have a moment.
Does Lissy have a bike?
That's for later.
I thought that was
don't push buttons. Don't push buttons. That's for a game we're going to play later called Porn right. or Not Porn.
Oh, I love that game.
Yeah, we'll get to
last
that game
question.
Later on.
Right.
I forgot what the last question was. Last question was,
right.
My left nipple is slightly deformed. Why? And I've told you both this story. So, and Dan's writing away. I think he might have this.
Do you know
mic.
It?
I'm just guessing.
Right, can I just have one moment?
Yes, you can. One, two. That's enough, John. That's your moment. Okay, Dan, read me your answer.
It's inverted.
Is it inverted?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
That was a terrible, terrible guess.
So it's valid.
John?
It has a beard.
It has a beard. Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, no. Your nipple has a beard. That is a deformity.
So it's slightly deformed because it has a piece missing. And it has a piece missing because when I was 15 years old, I was wrestling with my best friend and he took a bite out of it.
Oh,
and ripped it off and it never
now.
Healed.
Yeah.
Never healed
wrestling.
Properly.
Wrestling. That's what they call it in those days, Dan. I thought you were 16. Sorry.
All right. Let's have a little bit more music.
I don't know why I like it. I just do. I can get you out.
on FIBA Radio.
Hey, we got a good thing. Wish I had you right here with me all day. But I'm thinking that it ain't gotta be that way.
Oh, and I'm seeing is your face on a phone screen with a call and a message. Maybe we gon' be okay. Oh, you gotta notice. I hear explosions whenever I see your face on my pillow.
Can you boys tell me what you were just telling me when we were off air just now?
About what?
Have you forgotten
there
already?
There was a lot of conversations.
You were talking about your family messaging you listening in.
Dan's mum messaged me and she said, all of your sisters are here and they love hearing you both. Lib said, it's my two brothers on there. And Liberty is Dan's little sister who's 3 years old.
Cute. 3 years old.
Oh, gosh.
And she still refers to you as her brothers. Yeah. Wait, so she's your sister? Oh, Dan has like 4,000 sisters.
Yeah, Dan has nine sisters.
Nine little sisters.
I have nine sisters.
Literally,
yes.
Like Joey from Friends.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, yeah.
More
yeah.
Friends references.
But he's sexy.
Hey. Oh, wow.
How you doing?
Yeah. I used to really fancy Joey from Friends.
Really?
I used to fancy any male character in any TV show.
Okay.
I was a very sexually charged teenager.
Mm-hmm.
If they were male.
And a mid-20s, you know.
Yeah, when you had your first crush at 8, I mean.
Yeah, that's pretty young, right? I think most people are surprised by that. But yeah. I've always been that way. Well, speaking of sexually charged, our next game is very sexually charged.
Wee.
This is... Oh, wait. It's the Wheel of Misfortune.
Misfortune?
I feel like I need an applause
roll titles.
Sound. So, in this game, we have our amazing Wheel of Misfortune here. Do you see it taking up half of the studio?
Yeah,
oh my
it's
gosh.
Huge. Oh,
it's
my God.
How did I not
incredible.
Notice that until now?
Because wow. We sneak it in when you're not looking.
Wow.
It's impressive, isn't it? So, on this wheel, there are some fetishes.
Mm.
And fetishes tend to be all in Latin, so they're pretty hard to figure out. Okay. So we're going to spin the wheel, and then we're going to guess. I know the answers, but you're going to try and figure out what those fetishes are.
Yeah, we can confer.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. So are you ready to spin the wheel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're ready, Dan, take it away.
Oh, 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 oh.
What's it going to land on? Okay, it has landed on autonepiophilia.
Oh my god, I actually have that. That's so embarrassing that it's come up.
Autonepiophilia.
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 Right. Autonepiophilia. It would be if the host of the show could pronounce the phobia.
This word has like 400 letters in it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's really hard.
Okay, guess the phobia. Let's play that. Guess what Callum's trying to say, then we'll guess the phobia.
No, it's a fetish.
Oh, a fetish?
Did I say phobia?
No, I just assumed.
It's a fetish.
A fetish. Okay, so they've got a fetish for...
Yes, that's the game. Have I not explained the game?
Say it again.
I'm really bad at explaining the game.
No, you probably didn't. I probably just wasn't listening.
So these are all different fetishes, and you have to, from the name, figure out what it is a fetish for.
Okay, right, got it.
Got it? Right.
So autonatophobia, or whatever it is.
Autonepiophilia.
Ophilia.
Autonepiophilia,
yeah.
Well, yeah. I think it's a fetish for wearing spaghetti as hair.
You're actually remarkably close. I'm like...
Really?
Really worried about how close you are.
No.
So this fetish could involve wearing spaghetti as hair.
Right. So it's wearing food as clothes?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Like, what kind of a person might... chuck a bowl of spaghetti on their head.
Daniel.
Italians, did you say?
Whoa, that's not offensive at all.
No, not like, think outside the box here. Like, who is more, who's really likely to just get a bowl of spaghetti and just chuck it over their head?
A baby.
Yeah.
Come say,
yeah.
A baby. That's the answer.
A fetish for babies?
It's a fetish for role-playing as an adult baby.
Oh.
So, you know, you could have
the
nappy
program on.
On
that.
Was there really?
Yeah, I watched it.
Oh my god, yeah,
really
I've
weird.
Seen that. That was really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, what did they explore in that TV show? Because I'm really interested in the kind of...
It was a TV program about people that like to role-play as babies, but then their partners really... they also had a fetish for being in a relationship with... like looking up for like nurturing and caring. So some of the adults in that program wore like nappy, like adult nappies and stuff like that, even though they didn't need them. It's like
taking that need for someone to look after you to the next level, to where you have to rely on them for your each and every need.
Yeah, so like they would feed them and change them and bath them, and it scares me a bit. Ooh. I mean, it's kind of like looking after Dan. But
excuse me.
No, you're actually quite good now, aren't you? You wipe your own ass.
Well trained.
Producer Lizzie has just informed me that there has been a mummy on another show, and that's somebody who takes care of the adult baby. So yeah, I would love to listen into that show.
So
I will
strange.
Find out where that is.
I think the TV program was called Adult Babies.
Yes.
On
definitely
Channel 4, it was definitely
yeah,
on Channel,
it was Channel 4.
4,
yeah.
Because there were all those ad breaks, and I was like, who's got time
yeah, but
for this?
Channel 4 love to do that kind of content. That's
yeah,
why
they
I love,
love
it. Channel
they
4.
Love controversial stuff.
Like Louis Theroux, kind of.
Louis Theroux and adult babies. Yeah. That I would watch. I would click that. I would definitely watch
Louis
that.
Louis Theroux as an adult baby. Fantastic.
All right, spin the wheel again.
Can I spin it this time?
Yes, you can. Oh, that was a hard spin.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
You're good at that.
So every week I regret using this sound effect because it lasts for a long time.
I've got muscles. What are you on about?
Not finished yet.
Well,
there
not...
we go.
No?
I've got... Yeah,
there
that's
go.
It. All right, it has landed on... Belonophilia. Belonophilia. I'm probably pronouncing them all wrong.
The...
Fetish for balloons.
That's a really good guess.
No.
The fetish for...
It's spelt B-E-L-O-N-E philia.
The fetish of people from Bologna?
Absolutely not.
The fetish of talking absolute baloney, like crap.
I see where you're going with this, but no.
I'm... Bolognophilia.
Bolognophilia. There's not really a clue in the name.
Okay.
So you're just guessing.
Okay. The fetish for sounds.
Is it in... Right, I've got to ask you a question.
Yes.
Is it a fetish of an object or an act?
An object.
Okay. The fetish of fire hydrants.
It's a certain type of object. rather than one specific object. And I would say, to be honest, that I could get into this. I could definitely get into a bit of balanophilia. That
doesn't fill me with much hope.
Okay, would you like to know what it is?
Yeah, I would.
This fetish is the, for smelling shoes.
It's the, no.
That would be an act.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's the arousal from sharp objects such as pins, needles, broken glass, or razor blades.
Oh, wow. And no, Callum. Do you like having injections?
No, I don't
so
like... No,
let's
and like,
stop this now.
Okay, listen. Broken glass, razor blades, a little bit... Needles, a little bit far for
absolutely.
Me. But like maybe a little bit of like pins, maybe? Like, I don't know. I feel like you could act out some kind of... what's it called? Where they stick acupuncture. You could have like a...
Yeah, but you don't feel that.
Do you not?
No.
Not even like... Not?
It's so subtle. There's no pain involved with that. This is razor blades, broken glass. This is going to be a
this
pain.
This is like blood.
This is like a BDSM kind of thing.
Yeah, and I feel like I could get into that. As long as it was safe and I'm not actually going to come to any harm.
Heard it here first. Callum likes it.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad there's a desk between us.
There won't be later. And I've got some sharp objects with me.
Wow.
Fantastic. Wow.
Okay, take another spin.
Doop, 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 doop. So bizarre how the wheel makes different noises every time. There's several wheels.
It has landed on meta-fetishism. Meta-fetishism.
Meta. Yeah. Like meta-theatre. What's that? My acting teacher's so, going on about that all the time.
Like meta-theatre or meta-fiction is where a show is aware that it's a show.
Right.
So if in a theatre production,
so there's
a joke.
So we're talking like The Truman Show?
No. Kind of. So it's like if the character in a theatre production were to make a joke about the fact that it's a theatre production,
so
it's
when
not
they break,
real.
Break the fourth wall.
Breaking the fourth wall.
There we are.
Would be an example of meta theatre.
So say the fetish again.
Meta fetishism. So meta tends to mean like it's usually an all encompassing thing. If something's meta.
Right, so I'm just going to go in with a fetish of breaking the fourth wall.
No. Oh, wait, I have sound effects.
Fantastic. No. What number was that?
I'm not telling
not
you.
Not number two.
The fetish of... I don't know.
No, tell me.
No, I don't know.
It is...
Meta-fetishism.
Meta-fetishism. And I really like this one, and I didn't know that this one was a thing before today. And it is the fetish for introducing people to sexual activities that they haven't previously experienced.
Oh,
so you could never... No one could experience that with you.
What?
Because you've pretty much done it all.
No, but I could... No, but I really like the idea of being like, hey, do you want to try this specific sexual act with somebody who might be a little bit... who's interested in doing it. Maybe they're a little bit nervous about doing it. They've never done it before, but they're interested. Uh-huh. And the idea of going through that process with them, and it's their first time. It's like going... taking your friend to an amazing theme park because you love it and you want them to experience it with you.
Okay, I get
it's
it.
Kind of that with sex.
So it's like... a fetish for broadening other people's horizons.
Yeah, and that just sounds like everything
sounds
that would ever turn me on. A fetish for broadening other people's horizons.
Yeah,
I like
fantastic.
That. And I also like, I think the reverse would be really hot too. So like a fetish for kind of trying new
being
experiences yourself and introducing
yourself,
things.
Yeah.
I always say that like, I have some interesting fetishes, I'll say, that I've kind of collected from other guys. Other guys have introduced me to certain things and I've been a bit like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this, but let's give it a go.
Yeah.
And
then I've
it.
Thrown myself into it and gone, wow, I really, really enjoy this. And that, and then I take it away.
But I think that's natural in any relationship to like,
yeah,
let like, people rub off on you. Like I've got some weird fetishes from Dan, like now since we've been together, I'm really into Celine Dion, which is so bizarre, which never would have happened before. Ariana Grande, they're mainly just female singers. Dan's, yeah, or as Dan would call them, gods.
Guilty.
Alright, let's do one last spin. Take it away, Dan.
John Sugar.
Oh, John, take it away, John.
Short one.
Yeah, I did the short one.
Yeah, I didn't put all my effort into it this time.
Yay! Okay, it has landed on hirsutophilia.
Hirsutophilia.
The fetish of conducting sexual acts in the back of a hearse.
Mm. See what you did there, but no.
Oh, I was going to go for the same thing.
It's spelled H-I-R.
H-I-R.
So not like hearse, like a hearse. I guess it could be more hirsutophilia.
Hirsutophilia.
The fetish for
we're really bad at this.
It's hard, right? I feel like this week they've been really, really difficult.
This is really difficult.
Usually there's like little hints in the names, but these ones are just really,
when
really
Laura
hard.
Was in, I was all over those. I knew every
she
single
got the
one.
Best ones. Yeah, of course she did.
So can you give me a clue?
Yes, it is.
I would like to guess one.
It's an arousal to a it's kind of an arousal to something to do with a person's body.
And a fetish for hair.
Yeah, absolutely, John.
Oh, really?
Absolutely right. I was really surprised you got that. Yeah, it's an arousal by lots of body hair.
Like, so. Are we talking like gorilla?
Yeah, like
bear.
Bears.
Like carpet back.
Yeah. Ooh. And I know a lot of guys who are really, really into like really super, super hairy guys.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like a bit of chest hair, don't we? We like a bit of chest hair.
Yeah, Dan's got a nice little patch.
I don't mind a little bit.
Tuft.
A tuft, yeah.
I mean, I prefer a guy without a lot of hair, but if I really like a guy and they're hairy, like, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
It doesn't make a difference, really. Just a bit of hair.
Yeah.
So what's it called? Hirstophilia?
So you're kind of,
you're impartial to a bit of...
Impartial.
Indifferent.
Indifferent.
That's it. That's the
indifferent
word.
To body hair. Yeah. Good.
Oh. I'm trying so hard to silently eat a Skittle.
Callum supplied snacks.
Or this could be like ASMR.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
I love ASMR. I hate it. I'm going to give...
No,
it's
not for me.
I'm going to give my friend a shout out because he is a young gay guy on YouTube in the UK. And he does ASMR. His name's Lawrence Sebastian. Mm. And his ASMR videos are incredible. And he's just a really sweet guy. And he came out online and it was just absolutely beautiful. So
for anyone that doesn't know,
yes.
ASMR.
ASMR. Oh, okay. So ASMR, I don't actually ASMR. Know what it is, but it's the kind of, it's listening
yeah,
to...
Yeah, it's like pleasure, isn't it, from... sounds, like specific sounds that could either really trigger certain emotions like anger or happiness or complete comfort. Like, there's a video on YouTube of this woman eating pickles, and I actually think it's the most satisfying sound in the world, where yeah. Dan can't stand noisy eaters.
I like the sound. I love the sound of lips, like, very gently kind of touching
like
together.
Yeah.
See, I can't... Like,
it reminds me of kissing, and when I hear that, all I can think about is kissing. So ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, which means nothing to anyone.
Yeah, nothing.
But it's basically the act of a sound kind of triggering that kind of feeling. And people do all kinds of things. You can find ASMR videos online that cover pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Like guy eating grapes. You can find an ASMR video for that.
Dan's eating grapes.
Everything. So if you do like ASMR, do check out Lawrence Sebastian, because he is... great. And I
hashtag spawn, hashtag ad.
Yeah, he paid me to say that. All right, in just a little bit, we are going to be reacting live to your sex confessions, so please do send them in. They will be completely anonymous if you want them to be, so send them over to callum@foobarradio.com. Be as naughty, be as filthy as you like, and we'll be reacting to those very, very soon.
A faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car, it's as big as a whale, and we're headed
our next guest on the line right now, the very handsome Nathan Henry from Geordie Shore.
Hi guys.
He's the most handsome person to ever come out of that show, I have to say.
Right, you two are going to give me such a big head, I'm not going to be able to sell my house.
What's been kind of the strangest experience you've had since you've been famous?
Someone asked me to send them my dirty underwear and someone said they would pay for it. I was like, that was a bit weird.
That is quite weird.
Every Thursday, access all areas from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
All right, it's time for my favourite segment. It is Quiz Throughout the Years.
Quiz Yay. Throughout the Years.
Quiz Throughout the Years. So in this segment, I am going to read you 5 facts, and they're all to do with LGBT plus history.
Right.
However, some of them are not facts and are, in fact, things I have just completely made up. And you have to discern which ones are real and which ones are false.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Your first fact or not fact is the US has already had a gay president. His name was James Buchanan, and he was known by his staff as Miss Nancy or Auntie Fancy.
False.
I fell over my words there.
I think Callum. I think that's false.
You think that's false? Why do you think that's false?
Right.
What was your first clue that was false?
I don't ever recall there being a US president.
No, there has been a US president that's been gay, but he was like in the closet throughout the whole thing.
How do you know?
Because I read history.
So
I read history. Like there was
So we're definitely.
I'm saying false.
I don't think it was Buchanan.
I can make my own sound effects.
What are you saying? Are you saying true or false, Dan?
False.
You're both wrong. That is 100% true.
And people used to, his staff used to call him Miss Nancy.
So he wasn't known publicly by the public as being gay, but he was understood to have had homosexual relationships. And yeah, he was very fondly known as Miss Nancy by his staff.
I love that. I think I'm going to change you in my phone to Miss Nancy.
Miss Nancy?
Yeah. You're definitely not Miss Fancy. No. You're not nearly fancy enough.
Can I tell them what you are in my phone?
What am I in your phone?
Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
Am I allowed to say why? Absolutely not.
Yeah, you can. Why
well,
not?
I feel like this can be your sex confession.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm telling it.
You're telling
right,
it, yeah.
Okay. right. That was a slippery slope. Yeah, so recently I did a writing course.
You did?
One of Callum's best friends, Laura.
Who Jane has
Williams,
been on the show.
Who was on the show. Yeah, so I did one of her writing courses, and one of the projects in that course was to write about someone, the first time you met someone who's now a really big important part of your life. So obviously I wrote about
me.
Mr. Daniel.
Aww.
And so we met out on a night out. He was in a musical, and then the first time we actually met was after the show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I said that when we embraced, a part of my body twitched.
Which part of your body?
I was my ear. Yeah. I was embellishing the story. It was a very beautiful piece. Would you disagree?
It was actually really beautiful, and I've made it sound like it was completely about sex and
yeah,
completely
like it
sex-driven.
Was pure smut. I mean, I said my something twitched.
Yeah.
And that was the only bit Callum gleaned from the whole piece. He was like, oh, right, I know where this went. And I was like, right, fantastic.
You sent it to me, and I just saw that line. That was all I read, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, but even when you read it to me, I was a bit like, whoa.
All the imagery was just wasted.
Has anyone written like fan fiction about you two yet?
No, I'm very upset. I really want to listen and read something.
I'm really, really surprised that nobody's done that yet.
I know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, get on that, guys. Like, send Dan and John some erotic, naughty fan fiction. I might write one.
Please do.
Shall
he
I?
He says that like, yeah. Oh, shall I?
Here's one I wrote.
Here's
earlier.
One I prepared.
Here's a 2,000-word piece that I've just written on my phone. I'll just tweet it.
All right, let's move on to the next fact or not fact.
Go.
So, King Henry IV's daughter, Princess Catherine, always has a silver tongue in paintings. It's rumoured that her father was so outraged by her affairs with women that he cut out her tongue as punishment, and she had to wear a silver one as a replacement.
False.
False.
You think it's false? Why? Yeah. Why are you so confident?
Because if he hated her that much, he wouldn't have got her a solid silver tongue.
Maybe she got it for herself.
And plus, you can't get a new tongue once it's been cut off.
Sure,
no,
you can.
It was just. I think it was just solid one for
pictures and like public appearances.
No,
what,
because
so
I think
be hanging out
been
of their mouth like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like
that.
No, I think that if he had cut out her tongue,
yeah,
if he hated her that much,
yeah,
no, he wouldn't have drawn that much attention because everyone would be like, oh,
why she's got a silver tongue.
Why is she got no tongue? And he'd be like, oh, because my daughter's been
licking
cats.
Licking cats. Yeah, okay. Very well done, boys. That is, in fact, false. Those people do not even exist.
We're detectives, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
I don't really know where that came from. I don't know where the silver tongue came from. The whole thing was fabricated.
Yeah. You're just very imaginative, Callum.
I do have a wild
imagination.
Did you
make it up yourself?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I make them all up myself.
Wow, fantastic. Wow, wow.
All right, your next one is, the London Underground was originally the idea of a bunch of queer activists who wanted to create a series of tunnels between gay bars that they could travel through safely. It was these original blueprints that were later transformed into the very first underground train line. What are we saying, boys?
I mean, go out to Tottenham Court Road on a Friday night and it's still true. Yeah. It's just
exactly
the gays are using those tunnels to get from bar to bar. That's all.
Exactly, it makes sense.
I'm gonna go true.
Yeah, I'm gonna go true.
You both think it's true?
Yeah.
I love you for thinking that is true.
False.
It is absolutely completely made up.
I was going for the theme of the show, you know, like yeah, talking about gays.
You could have written Dr. Foster. Like, these are so sensitive. Have you watched Dr. Foster?
I haven't watched Dr. Foster.
The subject.
Go on, tell me about Dr. Foster.
Dr. Foster is one of the most incredible things I've watched on TV.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, so series one is on Netflix and series two is on iPlayer. And I'm just literally saying it because I love it. Yeah, wouldn't he?
Producer Lissy agrees.
No, it's not, it's Abby.
It's Abby.
Is it Abby?
Yeah.
Oh, I never producer Abby.
But basically, Abby, what did you think of the ending? Were you, she's typing to me on a screen. You haven't seen last night.
Oh, she hasn't seen it yet.
Calls herself a fan.
But what is it about? It's like a detective.
So basically, no. So Dr. Foster, she is, it's set current day, she's a doctor. She is senior partner of a GP practice. And basically, her husband is cheating on her. And it basically, I mean, that's apparent within the first 5 minutes. That's not a spoiler. But then it just gives the story, and none of it's like too outrageous that it's not believable. It's all very, oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, I want to get into it. If it's on Netflix, I'm on it.
Netflix, season two is on iPlayer. But
it's obviously
going to
go on
off.
Netflix soon.
Yeah,
season
but
two.
You never know.
Can I say something really bad?
Go for it.
When you mentioned Dr. Foster to me yesterday and you were telling me about it, This is really sexist of me, but I just assumed it was about a man.
Oh yeah, so did I. And I also thought it'd be like a period drama, so I was not watching it.
So John told me about Dr. Foster and was like, you should watch Dr. Foster. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. He was like, so what do you think the doctor is? And I was like, it's a woman.
Yeah, I was so annoyed because
Dan
thought
so
you
millennial.
Think it was a man.
Dan knew.
I'm forward thinking.
That rascal.
Women can have jobs too.
All right, you've got two more facts, and your next one is...
But are they facts, Callum?
Or are they lies?
Well, that's up to you to figure out, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Nicholas Biddle, real name, an early explorer of America, found in 1806 a Native American tribe. And in that tribe, if a boy showed any symptoms of being effeminate or kind of basically being feminine in any way, they were put amongst all the girls and raised as a girl and sometimes even married men. Convoluted.
I thought you were going to say that if they ever showed signs of being effeminate,
yes,
they would be dragged out of clubs in Paris.
Well,
but,
yeah.
You know.
Too soon.
That was very meta, John.
Yeah, very. Yeah. Thank you. I think that is a... I don't know. Say it again for me.
Do you want me to? Yeah, let me read you the fact again.
Right.
So an early explorer of America basically found a Native American tribe. And in that tribe, if any boys, when they were growing up, showed any signs of being effeminate, then they were kind of treated as a girl and they were put separately with the girls and raised as women. And they would even marry to men when they grew up.
No, I think that's false.
Yeah, I'm going to say false.
You both think that's false?
That's true.
It's actually true, yeah. And Nicholas Biddle was a real person that I didn't just make up.
But also, yeah, I know a Biddle.
Funny name.
I know someone. I know
a Biddle.
Oh, yeah, Avine.
Oh, yeah, I know two Biddles then. But shouldn't just be like out of people's names now.
Oh, sorry.
But do you ever think of this?
Yes.
Was what Biddle?
Nicholas Biddle.
Nicholas Biddle.
Yeah.
an early explorer who went to America, a compulsive liar. And when he went to the tribe, he found absolutely nothing interesting, and he thought, do you know what? I'm going to lie through my teeth and tell them this happened, and then that becomes history.
I think, John.
And I just think, he's a liar.
I think you're very cynical.
So can I have my thing?
No, you absolutely can't.
I'll press a button.
Do not press a button. You know what happened last time? Last time you pressed a button, we had sex noises.
Right. Or was it?
Keep your dirty, filthy fingers away from my keypad.
I had a discussion with my mum about this the other day. Hi, mum, by the way. I know you're listening.
About what?
About history.
Yes.
And it is just...
so fabricated.
Yeah. It's stories, and it's told by the victors. It's never told by... So do you know what?
Well, I mean, if you...
I have nothing else to say. I'm just like, yeah.
You know, if you look at the way even history is taught in schools, you know, Richard the Lionheart, for instance, he's taught in schools. And in England, he's seen as this... I don't really know what he did, but he went off on the Crusades and he was celebrated as being this wonderful man.
And brave. He had the heart of a lion.
But actually what he did was went around raping and pillaging.
Yeah.
And in France, where they're telling their side of the story... when they tell the story, they paint him as this monster who came over and invaded.
Oh,
so it's all about perception. It's just history is all about winners because whoever wins gets to tell history and paint it in their way. So, fake news, fake history. Can't trust everything you read.
No, you can't.
Unless you were there and saw it with your own eyes. Hey, listen, my Twitter is 100% genuine. You know, I once got in at Pride this year. I tweeted, I was out on a lovely date with a boy who you two have met. Please do not say his name. And
Horatio. He's dated three Horatios.
James.
And I kissed him on this lunch date at the end. I was kissing him goodbye after having a lovely lunch.
Yeah.
And I think because it was Pride time, this car drove past and they had windows down and these two women leaned out of the car and started cheering as they saw us kissing. And I thought it was lovely because it literally was Pride week. I kissed a boy.
I remember this tweet.
Yeah, and I tweeted it, and it got like 1,000 retweets. But then I got so much abuse on Twitter from people saying
like, oh,
you clearly made this up, you clearly lied.
Yeah, it was a lie because no boy would kiss you. No one cared. Yeah, it's not the people in the car cheering that everyone was disputing, Callum. It's the fact that anyone would find you remotely attractive.
Hey, don't be mean to me. Be nice to me, John.
You know I love
you. I shower you with love. I shower him with love all day, Dan.
Too much.
It makes Dan uncomfortable.
Dan's got his eye on you.
I'm not trying to steal you, man. I promise. Real.
Not my problem. It's fine. You can have it.
I completely forgot what we were doing. What were we doing?
You were going to give us one last fact.
Oh, I was going to.
Oh, you're going to tell us. Oh, yeah, that was true. We were just discussing history.
Yeah. Did I give you a point? Am I giving you a point?
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not giving you a point. You don't deserve
a
point.
Yeah.
No.
I will give you. He's got no points at the moment. We're rolling in points.
All right. This is your final one. In the 1980s, the US government experimented with sound waves that could supposedly discourage homosexual tendencies. White noise and high-pitched frequencies were played throughout programming that was reportedly popular with homosexual men in the hope of turning them straight.
True.
Do you think that's true, John? Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dan?
Hey, there we go. You looked at me and said, John.
Did I?
Yeah. You're like, John?
No, I was like, okay, that's John's answer now. Over
liar.
To you,
you call me John.
Stop calling me a liar.
I'm going to say true. True.
You're going to say that's true?
Yeah.
So you think it's true and you think it's...
I said true first, Daniel's a sheep.
You both think it's true. Okay, well, you are both...
Wrong.
Wrong.
Right, I'm actually going now. Thanks for having us. It's been great. I'm going to go hang out with Lizzie.
You're a really bad loser. You always have been, haven't you, John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's such a bad loser. He always loses at Monopoly.
Oh,
do you remember when we played Monopoly?
Oh, God, I'm so bad.
I'm not having this discussion on radio. Sorry. No, I won't.
He came last. It was a shambles.
Yeah, sometimes if you come last, Callum, you're a winner.
Wow. Well, that was, good. We are going to be doing... I was going to skip Porn or Not Porn and go straight into Sex Confessions. No, absolutely not. We've got Porn or Not Porn coming up next, which is an amazing feature where these boys are going to have to listen to porn, basically.
Love that.
On the radio. So, yeah, that's
or
what's
not.
Coming up next. Let's do a song. Bye. Hey,
Miley.
Do you love Miley?
Do you know who else I love?
Who?
I love John's mother.
Oh,
she's listening in right now.
What's her name, Callum?
Jill.
Yeah, correct.
Jill Barakot.
Barakot, because of the accent.
Yeah. I just love how like supportive your families are of you two.
What's
yeah,
my mum's name, Callum?
Colette.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
I got that without John miming it to me or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Colette. Webster.
You don't even know my surname.
No, I forgot for a second. Because you use your middle name sometimes, and it confuses
Daniel
me.
Daniel James, yeah.
Yeah,
James.
Yeah,
it really, so strangers don't have me on Facebook.
Yeah, because you don't. Well,
but you just told everyone it's Daniel James. Cool.
Now everyone knows.
Yeah,
because we have millions of listeners here on the Callum McSwiggan Show, and you've just told the whole world.
Sorry.
All right, so this game is just for John's mum.
No, oh, Mummy Bear.
And she will really love this one.
Do you know who else is listening? My three beagles.
Your little beagles?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bella, Jess and Lily. Big shout out to them. And my sister Jen.
Big
I didn't realise we were doing shout outs.
Just doing shout outs.
God, God, that was cringe.
And Sophie, because I love her.
Do you want to do a shout out, Dan?
No.
Got no friends.
I just want to say a big thank you to everyone that supported me throughout the years.
God, your sexy voice is really coming through now.
Do you like
now.
It?
I really, really do.
I think I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the little bits where it flips up into like head voice.
I'm going to listen to this show back.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Oh, I bet you are, Carl.
All right. Porn.
It's like ASMR.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
This game is... Yeah? This game is porn or not porn. I am going to play you
porn.
Five different tracks, and you are going to have to figure out whether or not they are porn. It is National Chili Week, so this week you are going to have to figure out whether they're eating spicy food or if it's some raunchy, raunchy adult
Fantastic.
Material.
Okay.
What a great game.
And John accidentally pressed one of these clips earlier, and that's
yes.
the one we're going to be listening to first. So here is your first clip.
That's chili.
That's chilies,
that's
yeah.
Chili.
They're eating some fiery chilies.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah.
That's all the Tabasco. I can hear the ambient noise in the restaurant
yeah. it
from
does
that recording.
Yeah, it does sound like there are people in the background, and it even sounds like somebody else may be gasping back there. Like, there's a whimper in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
There's a lady with bronchitis.
Hey! You are right! It is from Little Britain.
Hey.
Oh.
It's from, you know, the scenes where it's the guy who says he really, really likes spicy food.
Yeah.
And then he just can't eat spicy food at all.
Can't handle it.
All right, so your next one is... And, oh my God, okay.
Porn.
Porn. Porn.
Yeah, absolutely,
absolutely
porn, yeah.
Porn.
Yeah? Why so yeah. certain? Why so certain, boys?
That's from our sex tape.
Wow.
Oh.
Leaked.
Oh, that is... that's 100%
yeah.
John's voice. Well, yeah, you are absolutely
yes.
right. That was from porn.
I love that when it comes to, like, facts and fetishes and history, we know nothing. Comes to porn,
well,
we're
nailed
all over
it.
It.
Well,
nailed
it.
I'll be
yeah.
really... If you get 5 out of 5, I'm going to be so impressed. But do you remember when we came in to the radio... Came, yeah. But do you remember when we came in earlier and... Producer Lissy handed me the running sheet for the show
yeah.
and I like gasped and took a step back. That was because this one that we just listened to is labelled as Pussy Eating Compilation.
Oh. Wow.
Lissy.
From
Jesus.
Her own private collection.
Yeah. This is what happens, kids. If you ever lose your bike, people turn to different substances. What I'm on about.
All right, your next clip is... Oh.
That sounds like me coughing last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's Chili's.
You think it's Chili's, do you?
Yeah. Is it that or she's choking on something?
John's holding his ear up to the microphone.
Like it's gonna... that's Chili.
You think that's Chili?
Yeah.
It's either that or she's choking on something.
So you both think this is from not porn. This is a Chili.
Yeah, this is a Chili.
Oh, no, hang on.
Do it again.
One more time?
Yeah.
I think she's choking on something now.
Something else. Something. Not a Chili. Yeah, choking not a on chili. A little something else.
On a little pecker.
Ooh.
A pecorino Chili.
Yeah.
I'm going to say... What are you going to say?
I'm going to say porn.
And I'm going to say not porn. So technically, we still get the point.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what button to press because one of you is right and one, I've pressed them both.
Whoa. That was intense.
So, yeah, it is from porn and it is a sexy smoker coughing.
That's
not really sexy, is it? Doesn't sound hot at all.
Is that a fetish?
Makes me cough.
I guess it probably is.
Smoker's cough.
It's on the wheel there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I can see it.
All right, your next one is... Is this another one from your sex tape?
Yep. Do it again. Right, I don't care if that's a chili or a sex noise. Can I have it as my ringtone?
Yes.
As my message tone.
Beautiful thing.
Not porn.
You both think this is not porn?
No.
Hey. You are correct. It is from Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
It's a really, really good movie.
Yeah, I remember that bit.
Based on our life.
So, but I don't know when he eats a chili in that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he, though?
He must do, yeah.
He must do. This is chili's.
That's
or...
the game. Oh, yeah. It's chili's or porn. All right, your final one is... Well.
Do it again. I'm going to tell you, I already know the answer.
Yeah?
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do you know why I know the answer, Callum?
Why do you know
Quite
the answer?
Quite evident. Because you can hear him hitting the table and the cutlery chinking.
Mm. So, oh, that might be the chains against the bed.
All about that ambient... Right.
But you don't know. Like, there are very elaborate pornos where all kinds of things are going on.
Be that as it may, I'm going to say not porn. Final answer, Chris. Thank you.
Are you agreeing with him, Dan?
Yeah, I'm going to say not porn.
You're both saying not porn? You are correct.
Do you think I called him Chris?
Yeah.
Chris Tarrant. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Oh, yeah.
Final answer. Come on.
It was Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, was it?
Listen to him again.
Well, of course he's getting violent.
Don't listen to Gordon's moan.
Yeah, that is Gordon.
It really sounds like he's...
Choking on a chili.
Choking on a chili is what it sounds like he's doing there. Well, Gordon.
That was 5 out of 5, right?
It was. Yeah.
One of you got 5 out of 5, and one of you got 4 out of 5.
Me.
So that's like a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Which would be the best score we've had on the show.
I was going to say, is that the best?
It is the... we should have a scoreboard.
Yeah.
It right there next to the wheel.
I think you should just get our names framed and just put that on the one, just leave it.
I'm getting pictures of you two printed tomorrow to go on my wall.
Oh, you are for your new house.
Yeah.
Congrats, by the way.
Cutie.
Thank you. I just moved house today and I'm printing off pictures of one of
my favourite
people.
And his address is...
No. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. So let's have... We're finally going to be doing sex confessions. So if you do have any last-minute sex confessions that you want to send in, you can send them where, John?
You can send them to
callum@foobarradio.com.
Yes, so please do send them in. And they will be anonymous, so feel free to share whatever you want to share. Even John, Dan and I won't know who you are. So feel free to get filthy and we'll be reacting to those. Straight after... Swish Swish by Katy Perry.
They know what is what, but they don't know what is what. They just strut. What the fuck?
A tiger, don't lose no sleep. Don't need opinions from a shellfish or a sheep. Don't you come for me. No, not today. You're calculating. Swish, swish, bish.
a queen, so I'm making hits for Kate.
Swish, swish, bish. Another one in the basket.
Katy Perry is getting a lot of love from us tonight.
Love Katy Perry.
Love Katy Perry.
Queen.
Have you seen the Katy Perry movie?
Yeah, my God. That bit where she's doing Hummingbird Heartbeat and then it goes like behind the scenes and she's like breaking down.
Oh my God, I just cried my eyes out.
I cry
every time in that film.
Yeah.
What's it, Part of Me, right?
Yeah. Dehydration always follows that film. Through the loss of tears.
Oh. What I really loved about it though was like how it talks in depth about her being a overnight success in quotation marks. Yeah. Because yes, it felt like she was an overnight success because nobody heard of her and then everybody heard of her. But it actually follows her journey and how hard she had to work to
dropped by so many labels and everything.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the case for every overnight success.
Yeah.
So I really shout out to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Love Katy Perry.
I'm sure she's listening.
Yeah. If you're watching, Katy.
She's listening with your family. All right, this is Sex Confessions. So people have been sending in their sex confessions and we are going to react to them live.
Okay.
So the first one is, when I was 16, I was drunk for the first time at a party and I lost my virginity in a threesome with a girl and a boy who were strangers. It was in the smallest toilet ever. And both of us girls were on our period.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is like a complete, total baptism by fire. You've got having sex with multiple genders. You've got people who are on their periods. You're doing it at a party. You're doing it while drunk. You're doing it in a toilet. It's like, were you trying to like tick up all the items off your bucket list in one go?
Colette, turn off now. Inappropriate for the girls.
Absolutely.
Go to bed.
Bedtime, girls.
Do what your mum says.
But yeah, wow!
Oh my goodness, wow. Gracious me!
I think it's really like representative, though, of kind of like how first times can go.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people imagine those kind of really romantic, in a bed together, roaring fire first times. But I think a lot of them are kind of a lot
tiny
more like
bathrooms.
This. Tiny bathrooms, party, multiple people involved.
It's all downhill from there. It's like Lion King the musical.
Where are you going with this?
So Lion King's my favourite film.
Right.
Absolutely timeless.
Sure.
When I saw this, being in musical theatre as well, when I saw the show, I was just completely disappointed because the circle of life, the opening, is it's so incredible.
Yeah.
That they peak in the opening number and then it's all downhill from there. So I just feel like her sex life after that, it's not going to get better than that. You've got boys, you've got girls, you've got every bodily juice that is going on off.
Or maybe she's just setting the bar. Maybe she's just like, you know, this is going to be my sex
life
now.
That's my first time. It has to be like that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, but you don't know what's going
to
happen
after
that.
I mean, don't know where she's escalated to. She could be like, bigger toilets.
Yeah.
Could have gone to a disabled toilet. Now they are roomy. Am I right?
They are roomy, but she did say it's the smallest toilet ever.
Yeah, so now she goes to...
Now
she's in like... It's like a suite.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, living the life of luxury.
Loads of people. Everyone's on their period. It's a great time for everyone involved.
There's now 7 people involved.
Yeah, amazing. Shout out to her. I whoever you are, please send us in more sex confessions in future because I feel like... things probably got wild.
Yeah, I feel like there might be people lactating in future episodes.
Enough body liquids, thank you.
That's enough bodily fluids for one show. And also, that Lion King metaphor, totally uncalled for, didn't fit at all. Okay. You just wanted to talk about the Lion King.
He does this all the time. He goes on a little tangent.
I love the Lion King as well.
Stage or the film?
I agree with what you said about it on stage. Like, the circle of life is amazing.
Oh my God, it's one of the most amazing spectacles I've
ever witnessed. I do like the other song, the... That one.
He lives in you.
Yeah. I love that one. But the rest of them, nah,
also,
no time
story
for that.
Of Callum's life.
Shush.
He lives in you.
All right, the next one is, I lost my virginity at 27, and I really, really enjoy anal sex. I love that.
Great.
Just a statement, just throwing it out there.
Same.
I think we should talk about them losing their virginity at 27, though, because I know a few people who have lost their virginity at maybe an older age than people expect. I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there may think, you know, you lose your virginity kind of late teens, 18, 19, 20, 21 kind of time. And I know I have some friends who lost their virginity later and they face a lot, or they are still virgins. Kind of in their late 20s, early 30s, and there's a lot of stigma around that. But I feel like this person is proclaiming it as a celebration.
Yeah,
literally, like, that's the year he lost his virginity, or her, and they're proud of that.
Yeah, and they really, really enjoy anal sex. Yeah. The second really is emphasised.
In bold.
Well, their name's here. It says Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Props to you, Anonymous. Yeah, cool. Like, there's no issue with that. I think it's such a nice thing to be able to share it with someone special. Like, I felt like I lost mine late. It was a very late teens, or the last year of being a teenager. Let you work that one out, guys. There's no shame in that. I've waited till I was with someone that I trusted, and it was special, and I was in a relationship, and I was happy. And then, personal preference, isn't it? It's never been my thing to do it with, like... anyone, or like a random one night stand or something like that. I don't judge anyone for doing that, like, for having the confidence to do it, but I just couldn't
100%. I think
you saved yourself.
I think there are people on both sides of this argument. There are people that will push you and pressure you into being like, oh, you need to lose your virginity now, like, particularly towards men, it seems to be tied to masculinity, and it's you need to become a man, you need to have sex the second you turn 16, and there's a lot of that going on, which pressures a lot of people into doing it early.
And all the boys go on holidays in Magaluf, and like when they're young, and they're like
Shagaloof.
Oh god.
But also, I want to say, like, In a time we live in now, people can't resist smoking cigarettes or e-cigarettes and can't abstain from the most menial things. Most people can't stick to a bloody diet.
Yeah.
This woman, was on a sex-free diet for 27 years of their life. Like, they've got willpower.
Yeah, I bet they're an addict. They really, really love anal sex. They're like addicts now.
Anal sex, great.
Yeah. Shout out to them. I like this person.
Yeah,
they're
I love
wonderful.
You, Anony Mouse.
Keep enjoying sex and all the things, Anony Mouse.
Right,
we love
this
you.
One's scaring me. This next one, I can see it.
All right. Would you like to read it out, Jonathan?
Yeah, I feel like this is my sex confession.
Okay.
I get really turned on by milkshakes.
Lol.
The really thick kind.
Oh.
There's something about the slurping sound that just does it for me. But I'm afraid to tell my girlfriend. ASMR.
ASMR.
ASMR
videos.
This is what we were talking about earlier, where the sound of people eating or rustling packets or stuff like that can trigger something in you, either sexually or another emotion. This person, the slurping sound.
It makes so much sense to me, though, because it's all about oral. Like, it's all about the mouth and the noises the mouth makes. So, like, sucking on a straw and really, like, slurping. Like, I can completely
understand
that. But
do you know what? I actually do love that.
That
sound when you get to the end of a milkshake and it's not, like,
what's that?
Wispy. It's like... Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Yeah, and like, I think milkshakes are quite a sexy drink. I mean, we had the song.
I was just about to say, can I quote Khalees, who once said that her milkshakes brought all the boys to that yard.
Indeed.
There you go.
So they enjoy your milkshake fetish.
I wouldn't feel, yeah. Next week, fetishes. What's a fetish for a milkshake, Callum?
I will find out and I will get back to you. All right, we're going to have one last song and then we're going to do a couple more sex confessions and then that will be it for me and the boys.
The girl them skill arty, sand a ball. Some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5,000,040 naughty shorty, baby girl. All my girls, sand a ball say. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh oh. The girl them broke up on the floor. From you don't wanna work as performer. From you don't wanna man work, can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steamed fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. And girl, you got the chest out, but you know we are south, cause girl, you impress out. And if you diss out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for making this chest out. Me have to plot it, because me got this out. And girl, if you want it, you have to contest out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is, my chest out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. I'm crazy now, this train traffic turn up bitches on flavor, so time to make baby now, so stop while like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't play me now, cause I'm a fritz and fat, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. With a player like me, with a brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk, it's right here, the spark, it's right here, keep it undercover. Come and love all your fitting and your blows and your fatting and your teeth, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. To the girl, them broke up on the floor. From you don't want a workless performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steamed fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh.
What? We were just looking up the Urban Dictionary definitions for milkshake while Sean Paul was playing there. John, do you want to read out the one I really, really liked? Not that really long, convoluted, horrible one.
Yeah.
Don't read that one.
When a man has finished ejaculating and is shaking his penis to get out the last drop of C-U-M.
And I really do feel like we did need a word for that. So that is the milkshake. I feel like it's a verb as well. It's like doing the milkshake.
Yeah, doing the milkshake.
Have you milkshaked?
Have you milkshakes? Because you're going to get it all over your bed, all over your underwear.
You're going to get off that nice faux.
Come on, don't just fall asleep. Get to the bathroom and do a quick milkshake. No. Yeah, it's
Babe,
a thing.
I need a milkshake.
It's a thing.
Whoa.
McDonald's. All right. We have time for... Oh, we've got a few... Let's do one more. Okay, so let's do... I masturbate while thinking about every single one of my teachers. I'm not even attracted to women, but it felt good because it felt so wrong. I can relate.
So... he or she masturbated to... Oh, it's gone.
It's gone.
Oh, my God.
It's back.
I'm not even attracted to women, but it felt good, and it felt because it felt so wrong. So
they're just, like, thinking about all of their teachers and masturbating.
Okay.
So they're saying that they're only attracted to men, but they're thinking about their male teachers, their female teachers. They're thinking about everyone while going for it.
Yeah. Go for it.
I mean, like, it's human nature, isn't it? When you do something a bit naughty, you get that adrenaline rush.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the appeal of cheating on your partner.
Yes.
And why affairs can be so... erotic and enticing, because you get that rush. Adrenaline, endorphins. Mm. But yeah, so I get where you're coming from. You're just being a bit naughty.
Yeah.
And I think anyone with authority,
just about to say that. Yeah. The whole authority thing is hot.
Yeah.
And they have the position of power, and it's like, yeah.
If I think back to some of my teachers at school, bloody hell, the PE teachers were everything.
Oh my God, like, yeah. One of my... I bring up this same teacher almost every week on this radio show, but my English teacher, Jesus Christ.
Really?
Jesus. Honestly.
I had a PE teacher
something
that was
else.
Just like my life, my life's work. But also my English teacher was an old man with coffee breath.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Mine was 23. He was super young and super hot and like, oh.
We had a teacher at school who was like 23,
yeah.
And he was English, and he's a supply teacher sometimes, but then he'd become permanent. And it turns out, like, a year later, that my best friend actually slept with him.
Oh, yeah.
Goals.
Yeah, literally.
He had a wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
Okay, maybe not goals. Not goals. Well, that is a great point to end on there, Dan.
Yeah.
Aww. Thank you so much for coming on the show, boys. You know I adore you.
We've and enjoyed
having
it.
I've been looking forward to this one for a while. So
I bet you have.
We'll definitely have you back.
Yes.
And this final song to play us out is just for you two and for the conversations we have been having this evening. See you later.
Bye.
If you're smart, la 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 la.